Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Who Needs a GPS?
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm with Thomas on this one. How can we know the way? How can we know the next turn, the next right choice? A map would be helpful. Directions, helpful. A GPS, maybe just too good to be true. Jesus' answer, I am the way and the truth and the life, is not the defined course Thomas and, I admit myself, are looking for. Or is it? This fourth week of Easter, we are listening so closely, so closely. The passage we have from John today is in the context of the Last Supper. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, just washed their feet, even Judas's feet. The way is clear. Take a towel and bend down. Yes, even to be present to Judas. This is the way. As for truth, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. This is the truth. In God, separation is inconceivable. Belonging is the heart of the truth. The cross does not separate Jesus and God. Rather, the cross becomes the glory of God's commitment to stay with us. God's refusal to leave us on Calvary becomes clearer in this fourth week of Easter. We recognize the voice of the one we love in the garden. We recognize the truth as the shepherd God calls us back into the flock. The truth that we belong to each other, to all of creation, from the beginning. For apart from the Word, nothing came to be. Nothing. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do not let our hearts be troubled. Life goes forward, always. With Easter hallelujahs ringing in our ears, we know death is not the end. Life is the end, if we can say that, always. Life is the destination. Life is the promise and the gift. physical reality is only part of the truth, only part of the way, only part of the life. With those Easter Alleluia still reverberating in our hearts, we know the both and of physical, yet not only physical, of spiritual and more, a new presence. The fish on the charcoal fire, the voice in the garden, the volunteer at the border, the intake clerk at the public aid office, or the nurse in the memory care clinic. Today's passage is indeed from the context of the Last Supper, and we are hearing it in the context of our Easter faith. Jesus' words to us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," do define our course. They do reveal a next step, our next right step. And so, with untroubled hearts, we turn, we take a towel, bend down, because we know we belong to one another. And we know life is the last word. This is actually better than a GPS. This Friday, in the fourth week of Easter, as we listen closely and journey ever more deeply into his words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do not let your heart be troubled." Thank you.